Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Apaya!
All right. Let's talk more gambling with our noted degenerate, Ryan Buckley.
Let's do it.
He's a big prop bettor. I don't bet props.
I'm not a prop guy either.
There's too
I wouldn't
many
even say I'm a big prop bettor, but I get intrigued by the prop betting.
Yeah, it is kind of intriguing, but there's just so many, and it's like...
Especially, I mean, situationally, I like to get into it, like this week, specifically.
But sometimes the prices are really... Like,
they're
they
wonky.
Make you pay
they can be a lot of sucker bets
so
there.
So much for
yeah.
those.
Yeah.
At least the good ones. But we've got a lot of incentives this week. Somebody on the text line was saying Gino has more than $2 million to play for.
Does he?
I think if he has either a certain completion percentage or a certain win percentage, he could get something else. But I saw $2 million for 185-plus passing yards. I don't know about the $3
million. And the Rams are sitting some guys.
Rams are sitting people.
So he should be able to get that.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I mean, if you're trying, you get that, right?
Yes.
I mean, doesn't the other team... Is there a thing in the league where the other team's like, ah, I mean, come on, let's let
well,
you...
Well, neither side has it. Look, yeah, if you can't throw for that in a meaningless game against a team that has nothing to play for, then you don't deserve it. Yeah. Go away, Gino. Yeah.
It's like serving up the home run ball, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
What else we got?
So some other interesting ones. Kyler Murray can make $750,000 with 50-plus rushing yards and a rushing touchdown. So his rushing total is only like 30 yards, so I played that over.
Yeah, 50 is a lot.
50 is a lot, but if he's got if he can win $750,000, he might scramble once or twice more than he ordinarily would. Same with the one rushing touchdown. Let's see. Mike Evans is a big one. He's got $3 million on the line if he gets 5 or more receptions and 85 or more receiving yards. So those would each check a different box, but he's got $3 million on the line total.
Baker's
and they got a bad opponent. Yeah. So I haven't been able to find a line on that. They're withholding it right now because they're probably going to set it high. Or they're going to add a lot of juice
cowards.
To it.
Yeah, by the way, Gino's sitting on over $5 million in incentives. If he wins.
God. Oh, yeah, because that's right. He has a winning percentage one.
Wins, yards, and completion percentage.
Yeah.
And touchdown passes. So he
how many touchdown passes does he need?
He needs 30 or more. And so let's see where he's at. But it sounds like he is sitting on close to, if he were to have a big game, let's say he throws for 250 and two or three touchdowns and they win the game, Gino could be sitting on about $6 million. And I did find an article where he said it is kind of hard to not think about it.
I bet.
Yeah. That's a lot of freaking money. What do they pay him contract wise?
I think Gino's in the 20s.
Is he
yeah,
up that
I think
high?
He's like in the 20s. But yeah. Still, like he has never made a lot of money. He never got the big deal. So, you know, for Gino Smith, I don't care who you are, $5 to $6 million mm-hmm. is a big deal.
Plenty of incentive, which is why they put it out there.
Yes.
Does Saquon have a little something on the line?
They already said they're sitting him.
Yeah, he's not.
He's not playing. He could have gone.
For the record, right?
The record.
Right. And I don't know if he had a specific incentive for that, but they're not playing him.
Yeah, he so. Is.
I wonder if he's pissed about that.
He sounded like he was not pissed, but disappointed that he didn't have a chance to put his stamp on football history.
And even though he would have got it in one more game, he probably would have gotten it in lesser carries. Because
mm-hmm.
that's a source of contention for a lot of people is if you break a record in 17 games versus 16, what does that mean? But if you do it in less snaps, I still think that it's a legitimate record either way, but I think it takes any of that out of there.
Right, because you're saying we had the same amount of opportunity to do it.
Yes, and he more than likely would have done it. I mean, this was a historic season. I think it ended up being, the fifth or sixth best rushing season of all time, and
that's
easily
like
could
that.
Have been the best.
Yeah, if you don't know, we're talking about breaking Eric Dickerson's record of 2,105 yards in a season.
Yes. And,
rushing
yards. And Dickerson did come out and say that he was happy.
He did.
No.
And I would too.
Yeah.
Those guys don't want their records broken.
So he is sitting at eighth right now. He is 1 yard behind Chris Johnson for seventh. He's 2 yards behind Terrell Davis. And then he's about 22 yards shy of having a top five rushing season of all time, and that would be Derrick Henry.
Yeah, so he needs 101 to break the record.
Yep.
I don't know, man. You're playing the Giants. I think I'd run him out there.
Well, everyone's just saying if you're not going to get the one seed, that basically, what if you lose him there? What if you lose him in that game because you're chasing the record?
Yeah.
But you're playing football, so.
I know. That's why, like, I kind of respect what Dan Campbell did. I think there's a fine line of, you know.
It's all fine until he does get hurt.
I know. But I think we kind of over, would be the word. I think we over-worry about injuries. Yes, it's a possibility, and you shouldn't just do it willy-nilly, but that's a big deal.
Yeah.
But he's also been a guy who's been injured a lot in his career, too.
It's true, but it's a, I mean, I don't know.
Look, all I know is this. If I'm Saquon Barkley, the people that say, oh, I don't care about these things.
Oh, he cares.
You care. You got a chance to break one of the truly historic records. I mean, all the passing records, by the way, they go by the wayside all the time, right? But there are a few. Jerry Rice's touchdown, right? The Eric, that, when did he break that? 1980, 88, 89, something like that?
Something like that.
I mean, that has stood the test of time. And you've got an opportunity, and you're 100 yards away. I don't know how in good faith you can sit there with Saquon Barkley and tell him that he doesn't have the right to go for that.
I think I'd leave it up to him.
Exactly. Like, hey, man, we're not playing Jalen Hurts, right? Yeah. He's got the concussion thing. But you want to go out there, and you want to go for this. And here's the thing, dude. If you're playing in the first two quarters, you're getting stuffed, or the game's a blowout, or whatever, then fine. But, dude, let the guy play a half and see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, if he rips off, you know, 70 yards on the first five carries, then okay, let him go.
Well, and also, if he gets hurt, you can just blame it on him. Well, you can. It's like,
true.
Dude,
we
did not want him to play, but we left it up to him. He decided to play. He got hurt. Them's the breaks. Let's move on.
Dickerson, by the way, that was 1984.
Yes.
That has stood since 1984.
Yeah, which was 800 years ago.
That does seem like a long time ago.
So a couple other interesting props that have to do with breaking records. There's a bunch that aren't incentive-based, but like Derrick Henry needs one rushing touchdown to break the Ravens' single-season rushing touchdown record. He can probably get that against the Browns.
Would imagine he
gets that's going to cost a ton of juice. But Jaxon Smith-Njigba needs five catches for the Seahawks' single-season record. You got to imagine that's something that he and Geno have thought about.
Breaking whose record? Largent?
Tyler Lockett, 100 catches in 2020.
Oh, you're talking about number of catches.
Okay. Number of catches in a single season.
Okay.
And you can get that for like -135. Brock.
Again, see, I find that steep.
Well, it's steep, but it's like if you know that the outcome of the game doesn't matter and these guys are going for it, they'll try to hook each other up. And then, I mean, a team like the Raiders, Brock Bowers needs 9 catches to break the tight end receptions record. Like,
of all tight ends?
All tight ends. He's already got the rookie one. He broke Ditka's.
How many catches does he have?
So he's got, he would break Ertz's record of 116. So what, that means he's at 107 or something like that on the year?
Okay.
And he needs 9 to do it. You at least know they're going to try to feed him. Like, what else are the Raiders playing for?
Yeah, but they've been playing hard for weeks.
Right. Jamar Chase needs 1 TD to tie the Bengals team record and 2 to break it. They're playing a game that matters anyways, but up or down, you imagine they're going to be feeding him. Malik Nabers needs 2 catches to break the rookie receiver record for receptions in a season.
Really?
And he's only 4 catches behind Bowers for that same record.
Who's got the rookie record? Is it, was it Puka?
Ooh, let's see.
So I feel like a lot of these passing records fall.
Yeah, because it probably is Puka. It doesn't say here.
I feel like those passing records fall all the time.
And then Sam Darnold, 4 passing touchdowns away from the Vikings single season record.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that Culpepper or Cunningham, maybe?
I mean, I'd imagine it's got to be one of those two. Yeah. But then it's and that game total is at 57, so people think it's going to be high-scoring anyways, maybe worth a look.
That's nuts that Sam Darnold could be.
Well, and I bet 4-plus TDs for him would pay pretty handsomely. So I don't think they're going to be gunning for it specifically. But
by the way, I looked it up. Someone said that they saw a highlight of Adrian Peterson's season when he came 8 yards shy of breaking Dickerson's record. Mm-hmm. And so I went back and looked at his game logs. Oh, my God. There were games where he was averaging 6 yards a carry and they only gave him 17 touches. Like, I wonder if he just looks back at that or like, are you effing kidding me? Like, I'm averaging 5.5 yards a clip and you're only giving me the rock 17 times? You just get 2 more carries in a game like that, and obviously week 4, you wouldn't know that, but I wonder if he just sits there and just that haunts him. to know that he came 8 yards shy of that.
And that it would have been relatively easy to get if he just is going 20 touches a game.
Yes. Because I'm looking at some of his carries. Like he had in that season, he had a game where he had 17, 17, 17, 15, 18, 15,
wow.
18. Like he did not get a ton of touches necessarily. I mean, there were some games where he was getting 27 and another one where he got 31, but dude, they were not just beating him into the ground. Like, I want to see like what Dickerson, like the number of carries that that Dickerson had in that. Cause that may be one that just, you don't know at the beginning of the year that's what you're going for. But at the end of the year, you probably look back on it. And you just think to yourself, oh my God, I mean, Adrian Peterson's a first ballot Hall of Famer anyways, but he easily could have had that stamp of the greatest season of all time.
Yeah, but, you know, it's also probably why he stayed healthy.
Yeah. Dude, that dude was a machine.
Limiting his load.
Yeah.
You know. You just never know.
No, ooh, it's one of those things.
One last handicap to consider. Aaron Rodgers sitting on 499 career passing touchdowns.
Rodgers.
Do you know who's caught the most of them of that 499?
Devontae Adams.
Don't you think he might try to feed him?
Oh, and I did see something where Devontae said it would be cool to
catch the 500.
It'd be cool to catch the final
and
one.
And you can get Devontae anytime touchdown plus money right now, like plus 170, something like that.
And I'm assuming, by the way, that this is the end of the road for Rodgers. I mean, he's been pretty cryptic. Yeah.
Their reports, they've said they're going to move on from both of them next year.
Has anybody turned on the Rodgers doc?
No, I refuse to. I want nothing to do
I know
with
I said the same thing you did.
Did you watch it?
And then you watched it, didn't you?
I hit play.
Oh, how much did you watch?
Well, I don't know how many episodes there are. I fell asleep midway through the first one. I guess all I can report to you is that it's exactly what you think it is.
Aaron Rodgers is a little bitch. Yeah, that's about right.
I gotta say, he is kind of interesting.
Really?
Yeah, to me. But it's very self-serving and just he's arrogant. And
I saw the little clip where he talked about being a butterfly with his eyes closed or something like that.
He's an odd duck, man.
Yeah, I can't.
Like, he's really odd.
I can't.
I hit play. And you know what? I gotta be
honest.
You're
going to go back for more, aren't you? You're going back for seconds.
I might finish it.
Is it wrong that I don't want to give Netflix the satisfaction of knowing that I watched that? Like, I don't want me to be part of that metric that says this is what we wanted. This is what people wanted to consume. Mm. I find him to be so just obnoxious and unlikable. I don't care. I don't care that you've... Well, he acts like he's the... Okay, you did ayahuasca. Oh, what, like, you're the first person to ever do mushrooms? Dude, you're that douchebag that does something like that and then thinks that anyone that hasn't is like this unwashed mass and like you're the first person to go to Costa Rica.
You're suddenly more enlightened than anyone else.
Go away.
Well, I will say, just from watching half of the first episode, he's like that about everything.
Yes.
Ooh, text line pointing out that Devontae caught touchdowns 200 and 400 as well.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, then, yeah.
Rodgers.
They're feeding him, except they suck so bad they probably won't score. Like, they're so That thing is just an abomination.
So we think he's done?
I think he's done. Well, the Jets aren't going to bring him back, and I can't foresee anyone. Knowing that you're bringing him in on a one-year deal, and by the way, he sucked eggs this year, and you're going to deal with that BS that comes with it and his whiny ass, like why? Why would anyone sign up for that? That whiny bitch.
Yeah, you just have to be desperate, which there are desperate teams.
Yeah, but desperate to do what?
Well, to have better quarterback play. I mean, he can still
sling
it.
Someone said Cleveland.
He's just...
If they're able to get out of Watson.
Well, they were talking about him or Kirk Cousins to Cleveland because Stefanski worked with Cousins in Minnesota. But Rodgers did come across in the small part of the documentary that I saw. He was quite beat up about the Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, just reading the tea leaves of what he is saying in there, boy, it really sounds like he is... That was not his, obviously, was not his plan, and he's really hell-bent on finishing strong, and he didn't this year, so I wonder if that means he might want to give it a go, and then it would be who would allow him to do that.
Is he willing to give it a go for $8 million somewhere? I mean, and is he willing to give it a go on a bad team? Because I can't see a good team with any sort of prospects wanting to sign up for the Aaron Rodgers S show. Because it's not like you're just getting a wily vet who's going to sit there and do his job and put his head down. You're getting arguably a locker room, I'm not going to say cancer, but you're getting a locker room problem. You're getting
getting an enigma.
Yes, you're getting an enigma. And
You could do a darkness retreat together.
You can be an enigma. Like Josh Allen right now can be an enigma. Lamar Jackson can be a weird guy. Cam Newton can wear funny, dumb hats when he's winning MVPs. But the moment that Cam's shoulder turned to crab meat, all of a sudden his stupid hat kept him from being in the NFL. And I think Aaron Rodgers' darkness retreats and all that other crap, I just think he's done. It's the Bill Belichick thing. I think he's over.
All right, in the news is coming up next. Can you ever really conceal your identity on camera? You know?
Not really.
You know how people distort their voice and they put on a... Yeah. I always find that funny because it's
like... When you have the inside information, guess what? They know who you are. The cartels are coming for you.
That pertaining to Portland. Next, here's Buck.